Okay, let's talk about some topics on the minds of farmers right now. Trade. Trade is a big one right now, and a lot of uncertainty, a lot of concern about just where this is headed going forward here. I'm sure you're hearing about it.
Absolutely. It is the top of mind issue as I travel the state. And again, visiting some of those county fairs, had a chance to interact with a lot of farmers and ag businesses. And it's very top of mind, and it should be. Obviously, we're really focused on the situation with China and the fact that most folks will still continue to say that we need to do something about this relationship. There are issues that need to be resolved and long been irritants in our trading relationship. And so there continues to be an appreciation that we're trying to do something about that, intellectual property theft, biotech trade approvals. But the retaliation from China has come directed at agriculture. And we cannot continue to bear the brunt of that full retaliation. The other piece that just adds to the uncertainty is questions around NAFTA. And we are hopeful that we can get an agreement, particularly with Mexico, concluded here sooner rather than later. But again, that adds to the uncertainty that's out there.
And Iowa is probably being hit as hard as any state in the country as far as soybeans and pork.
Absolutely. You look at Iowa's, from an export standpoint, we're number two in the nation in terms of the value of our ag products that we export. And so, and again, when you look at what's happening, particularly with China and with Mexico, soybean and pork, obviously very important sectors for us in this state. So yes, Iowa farmers are absolutely bearing the brunt.
I know Governor Reynolds has communicated with the Trump administration, the concerns, and I guess the message I keep hearing is, we understand what you're doing, but let's get it wrapped up.
As I've said, Iowa farmers have patience to a point. They get what's going on here and the need to do something, but when you've got the cost of production that is exceeds the value of the crop, that's not sustainable, obviously. And so I think that the thing that we urge the administration is to move with some urgency to get this resolved, and remind them too that we may be in the 2018 growing season, but our farmers are planning for the 2019 growing season, and these markets and these conditions are impacting those decisions.